Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's time for the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, May 28th, 2018. What's going on? How are you? Oh, sorry, I just had to cry it out of me. On the motorcycle. Oh, Jesus. Oh. If only kids knew how to play basketball these days. And I'm actually talking about the Cavaliers and the Celtics. If we just played basketball in the end. If we just played basketball. We actually could have. I didn't think we'd win one, two games of that series. I was just like, LeBron James is LeBron James. If we just fucking played. I didn't see one pick and roll that whole fucking game. Maybe I missed it. I mean, I was having a couple as I was sitting there just watching it. It's game seven, you know? Stressing out. I had to take the edge off there. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine. I swear to God, if you take a fucking three-pointer with nobody underneath and you miss, that should be in the stat sheet as a turnover. That's all I'm going to say. Ah, when I was a kid, you fed it down low to the big man. Jesus Christ. This is what happens when everybody in the league is a fucking one-and-done guy. You know, they never took a physics class or, I don't know, ever fucking had a ruler and fucking measured. Dude, there was like 6 minutes left. We're like down by, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 points. We just start taking threes every time we go down the court like there was like 5 seconds left. Like the crowd was counting down. I don't know. Having said that, I got to tell you right now, LeBron James, in my mind, leapfrogged Kobe Bryant, taking that team to the NBA Finals. I just think Kobe would have been too. He just didn't have that thing. He would just look at everybody on the bench like the bums they were, and be like, "What the fuck?" And would just walk into the front office and be like, "I'm not playing with this shit. Get me better guys or I'm fucking leaving." That's how he got his titles. He was also a beast, you know. I'm a Celtics fan, so I always have to shit on him a little bit. You know what I mean? It's either me or Shaq. The Black Mamba. He's ice cold, yeah, except when he was crying in the front office. Jesus, Bill, can you stay on topic? Sorry, this has nothing to do with Kobe Bryant. He's one of the greatest players of all fucking time, all right? I'm just a fucking butthurt Celtics fan right now, whose team way overachieved, so I should be happy. But LeBron James, what the fuck that guy did? Jesus Christ. Unbelievable. Speechless. I don't know what to say. And from what I've heard, the Warriors are a little banged up. They got their game seven tonight. So, I mean, I guess, you know, as a fan of basketball and more importantly, competition, I have to root for the Cavaliers or the Houston Rockets. I mean, you can't root for a pile-on team unless they're playing another pile-on team. Isn't that how it works? And admittedly, the Celtics had one in 2008. I didn't watch that team the whole year. You know, I watched during the playoffs. Then we played the Lakers. And I was like, all right, our pylon team versus your pylon team. Whatever. I'll do it. But congratulations. Congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron James, without a doubt. I mean, I would put that guy like, I don't know. It's hard when you start talking Oscar Robertson, Bill Russell. And I don't know where the fuck he is, but he's past Kobe. In the modern era, I'd have to say that it's him and Jordan. And I know a lot of you young kids right now who didn't watch Michael Jordan. You know, you go back and you go on YouTube and you watch his highlights and that type. Like, that guy, he literally changed the game. I can't stress that enough. Like, the game changed. He didn't dominate the game the way Kobe did. He literally changed it. Like, oh, I didn't know you could fucking do that. I had no idea he could do that. My only knock against LeBron James is when he fucking blocked that shot and then just stood there basking in his own amazingness or whatever. And then the announcer Jackson goes, every once in a while, I said something like, every once in a while you make a play that's so unbelievable you have to stand there and admire it. And I was sitting there like the oldest old man ever, going like, that's what's wrong with this country. That YOLO fucking, yo, I can't even believe how amazing I am. The fuck down the court, you know? You can't really say to help out your teammates. He had them all in his back, but just what the fuck was he doing back there? Standing there for like 20 minutes. Like, do you understand with that dumb look on his face? Like he just stopped a Scud missile. You blocked a shot. I don't know. I am officially, this is how old I am. Okay. This is how I was actually watching old school TV shows, and like, I turning 50 next month. As much as it's fucking with me, I wouldn't change when I was born to live now as a younger person. And I'm, for the simple reason that when I was a kid, this is what a theme song sounded like on a TV show. Sounds like a fucking porno. That's all people playing that. Come on, get to the fucking horns. Dude, I used to be glued to the wife. What the? You knew somebody was getting fucked up. Those were all fucking people. You know something? After they played that theme song, they didn't stand in the studio admiring what the fuck they just did. Other than that, I love LeBron James. I do. I'm just breaking his fucking balls. And I also love the city of Cleveland. And I even still love the city of Cleveland, even after about 5,000 or 6,000 Cleveland Cavalier fans went at me, sending me fucking all kinds of shit over social media. Like they weren't, they didn't have a Cleveland steamer in their fucking pants, whatever the fuck. I hate those stupid jokes, by the way. You know what a dirty Sanchez is? No, I don't. And you keep the joke to yourself. It's all the same fuck. It's when you stick your dick in his shit and then you shove it up her nose and you go, God bless you. But you say it in Spanish. Those water bubbler jokes. Those are all jokes for people who don't know how to make a move, right? They just stand there. Hey, you know what this one's called? It's when you stick your dick in your fucking pile of cum. Oh, that gives me douche chills. I always fucking hated those jokes. Anyways, oh my God, we used to trash Patrice when he used to do those jokes on stage. We used to be like, Patrice, you're doing street jokes. You're doing street jokes. Anyways, I'm all over the fucking map here. Sorry, man. I'm shaking off a game 7 loss. I was just psyched that we got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Then all of a sudden, it's like, holy shit, we could actually win this fucking thing. Then I'm like, and if the Warriors lose to the Rockets, who gives a fuck about the Rockets? We always beat the Rockets in the finals. We beat them in 81 and 86. We're going to have the trifecta. Billy started dreaming. Anyways, those Cleveland fans who were talking all this crazy shit, all right? Yeah, you're lying to yourself if you forgot about that Jason Tatum dunk on LeBron James. Okay? That right there is what's known as the changing of the guard. Okay? That was like the first time Shaq started having problems with his big toe. Like, that's the beginning of the end. Okay? And a new chapter's coming in. And it's dressed in green and white. All right? See, this one fucking guy, I trashed him on Twitter. He gave me some shit. And he had a stupid Cavaliers jersey, you know, and his hat on, you know, with this game 7 look on his face, I said, but he was wearing his seatbelt. I don't know. Some Cleveland fans, when they look up in the rafters and they start counting banners, they forget that an Eastern Conference championship is not an NBA title. All right? And a division title banner is literally, that's like that's something you give to a millennial. Like, all right, you did something. I don't know. I only got like 5 people gave me shit. Why am I doing this right now? Why am I being so childish? Oh God, we were right fucking there. We were right there. Anyways, and I'm not going to do that dumb shit of like, oh, so-and-so was there. You won fair and square. Everybody gets hurt. LeBron's hurt, right? He's probably all fucked up from carrying those people. Anyways, congratulations. That really didn't sound like a congratulatory fucking 10 minutes here. But that's what I was trying to get to. Congratulations to Cleveland. All right. Even like Eagles fans started giving me shit. It's just like, dude, you know, are you fucking serious right now? Good Lord. Philadelphia? When did Philly ever start talking shit about sports? This is what I want all of you guys to do. What is the championship combination to open your city? Count your championships. Ours is 5, 6, 8, 17. Huh? That unlocks the safe and all the rings pour out. What happens in Philly? Philly is 2, 2, 3, 1. Go fuck yourselves. You fucking green cunts. You hang around long enough, you're going to fucking win one. That was another one. This guy was giving me shit going, the Celtics won like 11 championships before there was anybody. It's like, all right, well, since then we won 6. Stop talking about the Cavaliers like they're an expansion team. They've been in the league for almost 50 seasons. Fucking Miami Heat showed up in 88. I think they've won more than the Celtics. Well, they went one. They won 4. They've won 4. I don't know. Why am I trashing cities? I don't want to trash. I don't give a fuck about Philly. I like Philly. I like Cleveland. I like all of this shit. I'm just fucking, you know, it still stinks that I lost. Like I said, I wish... I don't even fucking hate the Yankees anymore. You can't hate them. They're all basically, they added one free agent. Other than that, it's their whole team. It's just, I think I hate the Lakers the most. Just because I live out here. You know? I'd say that was, yeah, probably just because I live out here. And then Canadian fans. But they just, you know, chasing their own fucking tails. So they don't even matter anymore. I don't know. I guess I'm just not mad anymore. I mean, I'm still mad, but I guess it probably is childhood issues. Wow, why the fuck do I even watch sports? All right, guys, I'm going to end this podcast, and I just had an epiphany. None of this matters. Anyways, I'm fucking with you. God damn it. Oh, God. Oh, a Game 7 stink. Game 7 loss stinks. It really stinks. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I haven't watched the NBA in so long. I know I watched the Celtics like all last season. I watched them. And I just cannot get over running down the court and just fucking stopping. And your teammates haven't even settled. And just pulling up and taking a three and just not getting yanked out of the fucking game. The only thing that makes that okay is the other teams are doing it too. It's like watching this high-skilled like game at the YMCA. You know, there's no plays. Everybody just met each other. You know, you just fucking, you're out there trying to burn calories. All right, Bill, let it go. Okay, I'll let it go. I'll let it go. How badass is that fucking theme song? It's from the Streets of San Francisco, by the way. I've been trying to find the original one, but the only best I can find is the Henry Mancini version of it. That was the heyday of the white cop chasing the minority actor down the street and the only role that he was going to get that decade, you know? They should go back and they should do a documentary on all those fucking guys, you know? Like, who has the record? Like, what black actor in the 70s had the record for the most times he did a scene where he was running down an alley being chased by the cops, you know, when you get to the fence? That's the scene I always wanted to do. You get to the chain link fence and you get, like, you know, couple of rungs up and then they grab you back. You're like, nah, they fucking drag you off. Where you going, Freckles? Huh? You in a hurry or something? I'm sorry, man. I just not going nowhere. anyways, congratulations. Another congratulations. I'm just being, this is me in a very generous, thankful mood. It's Memorial Day, right? Thanking the troops, people that made the ultimate sacrifice. You know, it's a bit of a drop off to thank a fucking professional basketball team after you thank the troops. But, you know, congratulations to Daniel Ricciardo winning his first race, Formula One race in Monaco. How about that? That's the race I want to go to, and it's probably the most boring F1 race, because that race is all about qualifying. That's the race. Whoever fucking wins the pole position. I mean, they're racing in those little ass fucking streets. You know what I mean? You know why those streets are so small over there? It's not because the city's so old and you used to just ride a horse down it. It's because that's a sovereign city, and that's Illuminati money, and they like their bitches skinny. They like them young and thin. Okay, so that's their lock the door test. If they can walk down the street without their hips touching either building, then they'll have their current wife disposed of. I think that's what they do. And then they stay young. Evidently, somebody sent me this fucking thing in here. I think this is how they stay young. Somebody wrote to me, said, foreskin injections. Yo, Bill, what gives in Hollywood? My girlfriend showed me a video of an actress on Ellen talking about injecting foreskin cells imported from Korea. Korean circumcisions. Sorry. Into her face to look young. Get out of there, Bill. We can't have you injecting dick skin into your face for roles. The fuck's going on? What do you mean, what the fuck is going on? We are the leaders of how to stay young out here in Hollywood, okay? Where do you think your Rogaine came from? Where do you think your Grecian formula is going to come from? Huh? Where do you think all your workouts come from? They come from Hollywood. All your fad diets, that's us. Okay? We came up with all of that. You know why? Because you cunts are always trashing us. You hold us to a higher standard. Okay? You look to us to see what the future of vanity is. You look to us to make it okay. Okay? Botox started out here. Now look, it's all over the country. You're all fucking doing it. All these real fucking housewives. Huh? You all made fun of us, and now look at you. Huh? You're all on steroids. You're getting the fucking good hair plugs. Because people out here in Hollywood, you know, had the decency to stick those ant legs into their fucking heads. To let these doctors make mistakes with their own face until it becomes safe enough that you can sneak into some fucking back alley and get the same procedure done to you when you start getting your man tits. All right, sir? How dare you make fun of Hollywood? Thanks to our self-involvement, you'll be able to wear a tank top well into your 60s. You're welcome, sir. I mean, I don't know who's more fucking arrogant. Cleveland Cavalier fans talking shit like they own the NBA when all they ever do is show up in the finals to be the Washington Generals to whoever the fuck they're playing. Except that one year when they won. Huh? Or you regular fucking people who sit there going, these fucking celebrities, they need to be taken down a peg and yada, 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 fucking yada. Let me tell you something there, grill master. You too there, Foreman Grill, or whatever type of fucking cookery you have in your goddamn kitchen. Huh? With your little fucking makeover in your sad little fucking house. You know, and then you turn on the TV to see what a dream looks like. And who's standing there? Me and my bald fucking head. By the way, I'm not going to lie to you guys. For my 50th birthday, I think I'm going to give myself hair plugs. I think I've earned them. Okay? I'd like to brush my teeth, you know, and not stare at the sink. Okay? I would like to look up and see something that I like. And, you know, I just want to live my truth. You know, that's all that I'm doing. And hey, you know, if hair plugs are going to make me feel better, then I say I should do it. And you know something? I think it's time that I gave myself permission to look sexy again. Why in the fuck would you ever, like, I could see if you had American foreskin cells, all right? But, like, why would you get foreskin cells imported from a country that we're really not getting along with, at least not half of it? You know, why don't you just get your Botox from China? It's probably where it's from, right? Sad. Made from China. Sad. Yeah, people are out of their fucking minds. I am doing my damnedest to stay in shape, but I am going to age fucking naturally. That's it. You know what I mean? Other than I got a varicose vein in my left leg, you know, that looks like a goddamn roadmap to fucking Albuquerque. You know, I might get that taken out at some point. I keep meaning to get around to it, but I never wear shorts, you know, because I respect people. You know, all these fatties out there wearing half shirts, acting like they're brave. You're not. You're disgusting. And everybody should point at you like we're in Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Okay, I don't care that you're fat, but, you know, you put on a whole shirt. Maybe it is a whole shirt. Maybe you just ate so much that now we can see your belly again, you know? Like, you ever see a woman with big tits wearing a half shirt, and then when you turn around to look at her, it goes all the way down to her ass in the back, and it's like, oh, that's not a half shirt. She just has giant tits. She can't help it. She can't help it. It's not her fault. Anyways, I took my daughter. We went out for a walk today. We went on a hike, and, you know, I was pushing the stroller the whole way up. What a great workout, man. You go up the fucking hills pushing a stroller, you know, I think that's an extra 25 pounds right there. Just pushing it up the goddamn hill. I saw this guy hiking with his daughter and his son as they got a little older. I thought it was really cool. It's like, man, I'd love to do that someday. You know, although his son was still wearing his pajamas, I was just like, come on, man, you got to tell him to put his clothes on. But then I was thinking like, Dad, these are my favorite pajamas. And I would have caved too. All right. All right. All right, son. No, I wouldn't. And I'd be like, all right, well, you wear them in the house. But I don't want to wear them. All right. Then we're not going hiking. Oh, Dad, I hate you. Well, join the club, son. Join the club. I really don't even know what the fuck I've been talking about. I'm just trying to fill up time here. That's all I do here in this podcast. If you're new to it, I'll tell you right now, I've never been so offended in my life that someone actually has the audacity to make fun of the vanity of Hollywood and the Boston Celtics from two of the most simple combination, championship combination cities ever. What is Cleveland? Cleveland is zero. The Indians won in 48. I'll throw another one in there. I mean, they fucking won. That's like, they're like 0-1-2. You know? When it comes to championships, I swear to God, there should be a Fisher Price tag hanging off the ones in Cleveland. I'm saying your children when it comes to success. Oh, Bill, why would you go back into that bucket of hate? Because it's fun. Oh, I must use the line from Red Dawn. It keeps me warm. All that hate's going to burn you up. Keeps me warm, Powers Booth. Was it Powers Booth? Was Powers Booth in that thing? What a fucking name, huh? Powers Booth. You guys see Morgan Freeman got in a little bit of trouble this week? You know, nobody said how fucking cool it is that an 80-year-old guy can still fuck. You know what I mean? I mean, that why can't we look at the bright side of sexual harassment? You know, plus he's 80. I mean, what do you think he's going to do? I mean, you stop listening to music a couple years after high school. You get married. You have a kid. You don't know what the fuck's going on. This guy doesn't know what's going on. What are you going to do next? Make fun of the playlist on his flip phone? He's in his fucking 80s. Oh, my God. I was so afraid. I was so afraid when that guy pushing 100. That clip where he was saying, I wish I was there, I thought he was making fun of Michael Caine. Going, I wish I was there when you stuck your foot in your mouth saying, are you pregnant? And the woman wasn't. That's how I took it. I have no idea. But what would I know? What would I know about male and female relationships? Okay, what the fuck would I know? What was I looking up again? Okay, Cleveland. The Cleveland Indians. This is such a cunty thing to do after they just had success. To talk about their entire past history. But this is all I got. This is what you listen to is a sad, pathetic man taking swings at people who are no longer in the room. They've moved on. Cleveland Indians. I want to coin that. What is your combination? What Cleveland Indians World Series championships? And I put it plural out of respect. World Series titles, two. So they got two World Series, one NBA, zero Super Bowls, and we'll give them the fucking Columbus Blue Jackets with zero Stanley Cups. So the combination to Cleveland is 0-0-1-2. All right. Do you understand we've won more Super Bowls than you? Why am I doing this? This is so because it's fun. I'm not doing it to all of Cleveland. I'm just doing it to the fucking... How do you only win two World Series, and you have like 58 retired numbers? What'd you retire the numbers for? For having the fucking jumping on the grenade and joining that franchise? Oh, Bill. I like the Cleveland Indians. You know what really is? I kind of just had a great weekend, and I don't really have anything to talk about. By the way, did anybody see the highlight? I don't know what I did. I tried to favorite the thing on my Instagram page, which, by the way, I suck at it. Like, I'm not making these stupid videos going like, hey, man, I'm in the grocery store. What the fuck's up with cantaloupe? Check me out at the San Jose Improv. Did you see that fucking guy, MotoGP race, where that fucking guy... I can't even describe what... They're all coming around the corner. They're all 2 inches from each other. One guy wipes out. Okay? And his bike lands perpendicular to the guy behind him. All right? And the guy just hits the gas and drives up over it like a fucking stuntman. He's going 100-something miles an hour. He goes flying through the fucking air and then lands on gravel and somehow saves it and doesn't go down and continues on. Oh, and by the way, like his airbag popped. I don't know if you've ever seen those guys when they get off the bikes after they wipe out, their arms looking weird, like they're in these weird, you know, when somebody gets knocked out and their arms kind of go, doing, they kind of stick out. They do that a little bit. I'm guessing that's because the airbag popped and they can't bring their arms back down. This guy's airbag popped, making him less aerodynamic. He continued to ride the race. I mean, it's badass. Badass. You know what I miss? I miss the fucking Indy 500 after interviewing Danica Patrick, who, by the way, was so fucking badass. And I think it's really cool that she's retiring. You know, retire while you still have some years left. You know, it doesn't look, you don't want to limp out of the league like fucking... You know, Brett Favre, you know, I don't really think of those last few years, but it's just like, dude, you're in there. You're a Hall of Famer. You're one of the greatest ever. What are you doing? You want to get out before then. And then she also had like a vineyard or something like that. It's really, that's the way to do it. That's the way to get out of showbiz. You know, I think the Smothers Brothers did that. Like, they didn't even announce their retirement. They, from what I heard, I was working in Vegas. They did their last show at the Orleans Casino. Didn't say it was their last show. Just said, thank you, good night, and just fucking went retired to their vineyard. How fucking bad. I mean, that's it. Like when Jordan hit that last shot as a Bull. Smothers Brothers didn't come back to play for the fucking Wizards. All right, so Celtics lost at Game 7, and I am in the last days of my 40s. I am basically sitting here with a bottle of tampons and some Kleenex. This is the end of it, man. You know? I mean, Jesus, I look really good for fucking 50. I'm not going to lie, but I'm going to tell you right now, nobody looks good at 60. Okay, I don't give a fuck what you do. When you're 60, you're 60. It all even. And that's not true. Kenny Aronoff did my podcast. He looked fucking unbelievable. And he was a little north of 60. All right. That's it. Kenny Aronoff's now the guy I'm looking at. All right. The day that guy falls off, whatever fucking year that is, I'm going to be like, God, now that's officially you're fucking old. Right? There you go. Anyways, let me read a little bit of advertising here. Fucking all over the goddamn map. Oh, look who it is. Indochino. Oh, Sting. Sting looks great in his 60s. Talk about how a made-to-measure suit fits compared to a generic off-the-rack suit. Well, unless you're the size of a fucking mannequin, yeah, there's going to be some problems. Was that good? Indochino is the world's largest made-to-measure men's wear company and has been featured in major publications including GQ, Forbes, and Fast Company. Fast Company. Is that about whores? Guys love the wide selection of high quality and the option to personalize all details, including your lapel. All right, that's fucking cool. Lining and monogram. Old school shit. You get your initials put on the sleeve. Come on. Here's how it works. Visit a showroom or a shop online at Indochino.com. Pick your fabric, choose your customizations, submit your measurements, wait for your custom suit to arrive in just a few weeks. You got to do that. That's fucking cool. This week, my listeners can get any premium Indochino suit for just $379 at Indochino.com when entering BURR, B-U-R-R, at checkout. That's 50% off the regular price for a made to fucking measure premium suit, plus shipping is free. That's Indochino.com. Promo code BURR for any premium suit for just $379 and free shipping. Incredible deal for a suit that will fit you better than anything off the rack ever could. All right, what do we got? Oh, my God. Dollar Shave Club, dude. Dude, you ever shower or brush your teeth to try to make your hair look presentable? Hair? Here's some good news. Dollar Shave Club has a lot of stuff to help you out, you ugly bastard. Dollar Shave, you ugly, smelly bastard. This is their copy should be. Listen, Dollar Shave Club knows there's a lot of ugly, smelly bastards out there trying to get a piece of pie. You know, you want to stop looking so ugly and smell a little better? Go to Dollar Shave Club. Yes, that's Dollar Shave Club. It delivers everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. You name it. Shampoo, conditioner, body wash, toothpaste, hair gel, even a wipe that'll leave your tush feeling tingly clean. You'll be a big fan. You know what those one wipe Charlies are? Charlie. Those are the fucking, that's the poor man's bidet. I got to get some of those, you know? Who doesn't want their ass feeling so fresh and so clean? You'll be a big fan of their amber and lavender calming body cleanser after you try it the first time. What are you, drugging yourself? Fucking roofie. Good luck finding a product that great at the store. All Dollar Shave Club's products are made with the top shelf ingredients that won't break your budget. You'll feel the difference. Yeah, they got Grey Goose vodka in their soap. Plus, shipping is included with your membership. I actually like Belvedere better. And here's a great way to try a bunch of Dollar Shave Club products. For just $5, you can get their Daily Essentials Starter Set. This is for men. Honey, have you seen my Daily Essentials Starter Set? It comes with body cleanser, one wipe, Chari. They're amazing butt wipes. They're world famous shave butter and their best razor, the 6-blade executive. Keep the blades coming for a few bucks more a month and add in shampoo, toothpaste, or anything else you need. Speaking of your next month, for a limited time only, use the code BURR at checkout to get $5 off your second month of the club. That's code BURR at dollarshaveclub.com to save $5 on your second month. Join the club today. Stamps.com. Lastly, but not leastly, the U.S. Postal Service is an important tool for any business. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail using your own computer and printer. Stamps.com makes it easy, like that girl up the street there. They'll send you a digital scale, automatically calculates exact postage. Stamps.com will even help you decide the best class of mail based on your needs. No need to lease an expensive postage meter, and there are no long-term commitments. Where is this going? Nowhere, lady. I use Stamps.com anytime I send out my fucking posters. I'm a moron. If I can figure it out, so can you. Include your personal recommendation. I just did. Absolutely no negative references to the post office. Oh, do I love the post office. And right now, you too can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale. Why can't I trash your competition, the post office? Maybe this is the post office's side piece. You know, this is how they're going to gracefully get out of the business. I don't know. Was that negative? It wasn't negative. It was just speculation. Go to stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in BURR. That's stamps.com. Enter BURR. All right. Podcast is going to be a little short this week, everybody. You know, it's going to be just like that guy in Taxi. You know, what is the fucking show there? the fucking It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Spacing on the guy's name. He was also in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He was in Kindergarten Cop. No, he wasn't. He was in Twins. He was in Romancing the Stone, I think. Keep thinking Alan Alda. Fuck, he got drunk on that talk show. It was hilarious. Louis De Palma. You know who I'm talking about. Anyways, all right, I already read the foreskin injection. Wine country advice. Hey, Billy Barolo breath. Heard you talking to Danica Patrick about wine. You said you and Nia want to do a wine country trip. Thought I'd give you some ideas. I grow grapes and make wine for a small producer in Sonoma County and have been in the wine industry for 10 years. All right, you have established credibility. Why can't you just tell me where the fuck to go rather than reading me your entire resume, you self-involved jackass? How soon before this guy has fucking Korean foreskin cells injected into his fucking gray teeth? Make his teeth white again after all that Merlot. I am not drinking Merlot. I guess that fucked up the whole Merlot industry. I like Merlot. First of all, don't do Napa. It's douchey as fuck. Honestly, you only need to drive a couple hours into Santa Ynez Valley for an awesome weekend of wine tasting. They have all kinds of great wines there. But if you guys do want to come all the way up to the, quote, real wine country, I really do think Sonoma County is better than Napa County. The mistake people make is going to the actual town of Sonoma, which is boring and pretty shitty. The move is to stay in Hells, dude, you're hooking me up. Hellsburg, which is in northern Sonoma County. Shitloads of excellent tasting rooms and restaurants just walking around town, plus tons of other wineries nearby to drive to / hire a car. Napa is only an hour away at most, so you could always cruise over there for a day. If there are some specific Napa wineries you want to check out, if there's some specific ones you want to check out, but seriously, fuck Napa. Blown up, way overpriced wine, most of them which aren't great. And they can't even grow Pinot Noir over there. It's too hot. And Pinot is the best wine there is once you learn to notice and appreciate the little details. Bonus fact, Les Claypool has a winery here. He makes Pinot because he knows what's up. I fucking love Les Claypool. Shape, baby, do you want to fucking drink wine with me? Other football leagues. Well, thank you, sir. I'm going to fucking copy and paste that and send that to my wife and see what she says. Our other football leagues. Hey, William Shivers. Just one. Oh, you know what? I missed the Liverpool Cup final. I'll have to catch their next game next season, evidently. I don't even know who won. I would think Liverpool won. I lost because I didn't get any fucking... Hey, dude, I hope you watched your adopted team won. Liverpool Cup final. Jeez, against Madrid. Where the fuck is it over here? Why is my cable so slow? Not cable, my internet. Come on, you fuckos. Come on. Come on. Why? Well, I don't fucking know. Well, you know what? Evidently, my computer is allergic to soccer. Okay. Other football leagues. Hey, William Shivers. Was wondering, since Johnny Manziel has made the switch, if you'll ever watch any CFL. I love the CFL. CFL is so fucking underrated. CFL is better than college football. That's a bunch of college all-stars that weren't quite good enough to make it to the NFL, but would whip any college football team. Bigger field. It's exciting. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. And there's only like six teams, right? The Edmonton Eskimos. They're like your Washington Redskins, right? Are they getting pressure to change that name? The Calgary Rough Riders. The BC Eagles. Oh, no, it's the Calgary Stampede, right? Isn't it? The Winnipeg Nostril Stickers. Something like that. Something about the cold weather out there. I don't fucking know. Oh, by the way, tonight's the first night of the Stanley Cup Finals, right? Stanley Cup Final, not the NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Final. And congratulations to the fucking Vegas Knights and the Washington Capitals. That's going to be exciting to see either team win. But I'm really pulling for the Capitals. I'm a big fan of fucking what's his face there, Ovechkin. You know, Russian players get a bad name in the NHL because I guess a number of them could give a fuck about winning a Stanley Cup. You know, who was that guy that signed, you know, was fucking amazing, played for the Atlanta Thrashers, got a giant contract with New Jersey. He was just like, yeah, you know, I just don't give a fuck. And he left, went back to play hockey in Russia. Like the Stanley Cup does, like that's the stereotype, that it doesn't mean shit to these guys. All right. So guys like, you know, Malkin and Ovechkin got to bear the carry the load of these other Russian cunts that I guess didn't give a shit. So I'm rooting for that guy. You know, Trump probably wouldn't like it that I'm rooting for a Russian, but I want to see him. I want to see him win one. We shall see. But what's his face? Vince Neil, Motley Crue, one of my favorite groups of all time. He's out in Vegas and he's become a big fucking Vegas Knights fan. So no matter what, I'm going to be happy, whoever wins. Anyways, other football leagues, I would absolutely watch the CFL. The biggest difference is our field is longer, long and wider with bigger end zones, and field goal posts are on the goal line. We also function on a three-down system. I'm probably a poor source for the rules, but hey, I'm just some jackass writing to the podcast. Well, let me know when it starts. P.S. You should see a Saskatchewan Rough Riders game. We are considered one of the best football fan bases around, and do a show in Saskatoon while you're at it. Go fuck yourself and have a lovely day. I did a show. That's how I know you guys go, toon. I did a show in Saskatchewan. I did one in Saskatoon and Regina. The city that rhymes with fun. I never need to hear that again. I'll definitely be back. It's fucking God's country up there. And you can see the northern lights like all year round. Boyfriend found out I cheated on my ex-husband. Oh, boy. Billy Babushka lips. What the fuck is Babushka? I got to look that up. Liverpool quest for glory ends in tears as Gareth Bale wonder goal breaks heart. Oh, no. Oh, I had enough sports pain for the fucking weekend. What happened? I'm clicking on the link. Why won't you do anything? All right. What was I looking up? Babushka? It's one of my favorite words of all time. I don't even know what it means. Oh, Billy Babushka. If I was a wrestling manager, that would be my name. All right. Should I end my relationship? My boyfriend of a year and a half found out I cheated on my ex-husband. He's not being a huge dick about it, just passive aggressive whenever shit goes down, which is not too often. He's a little on the sensitive side, but until he found out about my past, that's what I liked about him. He's a math computer guy, not an alpha male. Well, you know, you get what you pay for, sweetheart. He does not care what people think about him, and he has a unique sense of humor. His family definitely has mental issues. His dad refused to stay on dialysis and died when he was in high school, and two older brothers off themselves when he was a sophomore and a senior in college. Jesus fucking Christ. You dating the Hemingways here? I'm in my mid-30s and have a good job. He's 2 years older and has a great job. Owns a house in a good neighborhood. No kids involved. Our relationship is the best I've ever had. I feel a lot of love. Recently, though, after he found out, I sense a lapse. He never wants to talk about it. I can never imagine myself cheating again. I got married to my ex too young, but now that my baby making years are coming to an end, I don't know what to do. Should I stick around to see if we get back to where we were or move on? Go drink yourself. Yeah, I don't fuck. I don't know. Just be like, look, are you ever going to be able to get, just ask him, are you going to be able to get past this? You know, here's the thing, you know, you did do it, so he gives you shit. You kind of got to roll with it, I guess. Ah, who gives a fuck? Yeah, I just roll with it for a little bit and just see if old fucking sensitive sensitor there. I know people always say that, you know, if you fucking cheat, you're going to cheat again. I don't know. It all depends on where you are in your life, who the fuck you're with. I don't know about that one. Has there been a study on that? I have no idea. I honestly don't know what to tell you, man. Maybe you could turn it into some sort of math joke. Dating older women. Dear Billy Blue Balls, my name is Prince. I am 23 and about to be 24 in about a month. I am in a relationship with a 44-year-old woman. Yeah, this is easy. Get the fuck out of it. You're not in a relationship. You're banging a 44-year-old woman. Now, I know what you are thinking. Mommy issues much? No, and I don't end fucking sentences with the word much. Not unless I just said, hey, that's too much. I don't know. There's some fucking... I hate that. Something much. You know what else the one I hate? So-and-so. And then something in quotes. Me. Something in quotes. And you're always the cool fucking person. Bill, you're old. Get over it. People talk differently now. All right? Remember when you were young and everybody would yell, not? You didn't think that was annoying to older people? All right, you got me. Now I know what you are thinking. Okay, now I know what you're thinking. Mommy issues much. Yeah, that is part of the reason I am with her, if I'm being honest. Well, there you go. Gotta love honesty. We have been dating for about 5 months now, and things are good, but there are things that irritate the hell out of me. What, her fucking silver pubic hair? Like she thinks some of my views on life and other things are odd. I honestly just think it's because she grew up in a totally different time. Yeah, it's called a generation gap. If you get your face out of her gap and look at the fucking calendar, sorry. We have been dating for about 5 months now and things are good. No, they're not, but there are things that irritate. Okay, I read this. They're not good, sir. You need to get the fuck out of this. This is not going to end well. At some point, you're going to want to have a kid. All right? And her vagina is going to be in a fucking museum. Anyways, where the fuck was I? Something that's definitely a different time than me, but some of it is that she isn't into science. Well, she better be if she's going to try to keep herself young. Like, we got into an argument about high fructose corn syrup because she said it's only sugar until I proved to her that it's not just sugar. And she thinks, that's not really science. Yeah, I thought you were into science. You're just reading facts that scientists figured out. That's not science. Right? I mean, the fact that I could look that up and just go, here it is, that's not scientist. If I can figure it out, it's not science, sir. And she thinks my fear of chemicals in our food is odd as well. It's hard being with someone that doesn't get me. I'm a black male and she's a white female, so she doesn't really understand how it is to be a black man in this day and age. Jesus fucking Christ, sir. How many red flags do you need? You know, and she got fired from the police department for dropping the N-word. Other than that, I think I really like her. Sir, what the fuck are you doing? I'm going to keep going here. And to jump topic, sex with her is good, but it's like we only have sex once a month, and it sucks. She says it's because I leave her too sore. Okay, I'm not. I leave her too sore. You know, is there anything worse than a big fucking dick nincompoop? I can't fuck. What am I supposed to do with you, sir? You and your porno cock need to fucking date somebody, you know, from... She's almost twice your age. And she listens to country. This is such a fucked up email. I don't believe it. I'm calling bullshit on that one. You kind of did a slow roll on me. You had me. And then you said, and I'm black. And I got a big dick. And she's sore. I don't believe it. Maybe it's true. He goes, I want to have excitement and shit in our relationship. And she just doesn't bring that to the table. I like her a lot, and we watch documentaries together. I'm sure. Does she fall asleep halfway through it like I do? Anyways, all right. Okay. And she has a venereal disease. But, you know, other than that, you know, we laugh a lot. Oh, fuck. All right. Do we have anything else here? Is there anything else that needs to be discussed other than why is my computer that I got kicked offline? You know, and now it'd be funny if I never got on the internet again. And the last thing I did was I looked up babushka. All right, people. It's Memorial Day. Who's kidding who? You're not fucking working today either. All right. I have to go to a picnic, a kid picnic, and I can't wait. You know what? I actually got a great book here. It says 88 great daddy-daughter dates. I think I'm going to do most of these. You know, I got all these books, you know. A dad's prayer for his daughter. That's fucking weird. Strong fathers, strong daughters. 10 secrets every father should know. All right, let's read a little bit of this. See how much of this I agree. Protect her, defend her. Okay. She needs, oh my God, this is like, all right, how dumb would you have to be to read this fucking book? Okay, one, you are the most important man in her life. Chapter two, she needs a hero. Chapter three, you are her first love. Chapter four, teach her humility. Oh, she shouldn't stand there like LeBron James after he just blocked a shot. Protect her, defend her, and use a shotgun if necessary. Pragmatism and grit, your two greatest. I'll read that chapter because I don't know what either one of those means. I know one of them was a John Wayne movie. Be the man you want her to marry. Gross. Teach her who God is. Gross. Teach her to fight. That's right. There you go. Keep her connected. Afterward. Acknowledgements. Bibliography. Notes. Index. I don't know what those last three chapters were about. Let's see. Let's read the chapter. We'll start with index here. Let's see what the hell I'm supposed to tell my daughter. A, abortion, 12, abstinence, comma, 113-114. This doesn't make any sense. Add health study, ADHD, advertising, African Americans. This book is all over the place. African Americans, and then it says depression and STDs, AIDS. But why did you have to drag black people into this? Alcohol, this is a weird chapter. I don't think I like this book. I don't know who wrote. Anyways. Oh, fucking Billy Burgerface is going to go fucking turn on the grill. Make a few here. This is one of my last podcasts in my 40s. This is so stupid. I'm turning 50. I'm not going to feel any fucking differently. I'm definitely going to try to eat better. And I've been doing that for the last 3 months. And I was FaceTiming with somebody and they were like, have you lost weight? And I was like, nah, not really. Yes! Woo! I was excited. So anyways, I think that's it, right? Anything I'm doing a drum, doing my double bass drum, it's coming along. It's coming along, you know? Working on that song, Eye of the Beholder. Eye of the Beholder, little Metallica. Oh, and I played Streets of San Francisco. It's all serendipity. All right, this is it. I'm done. I'm not going to just fucking meander for another fucking 6 minutes just to say I did it. Once again, I apologize to everybody in Cleveland and in Philly for being a cunt. All right, you won a Super Bowl. Congratulations. You go in the NBA Finals. Congratulations. I hope your fucking cheesesteaks and whatever the fuck it is you guys eat there in Cleveland, I hope they taste extra better today. Extra special. All right? I'm off to watch some baseball.